Good morning. Glad to be with you here for a Monday, November 22nd edition, right alongside Brick Windham. As we go, the KODY phone lines now for our weekly legislative update with Nebraska State Senator Mike Groney. Good morning, Senator Groney, and how are you this wonderful Monday?
Hello.
Good morning, Senator Groney. How are you?
Good, good. I didn't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
Fine. Down in Lincoln. Came in last night. I don't live down here. Waste a lot of Sunday evenings driving to Lincoln. But anyway, we got a lot going on. I'm trying to prepare some bills. I'm going to bring that discipline bill back that lost by one vote because of partisanship 2-4 years in a row or 3 years in a row.
Student discipline in the classroom.
Yeah, teachers are quitting all over the place. Omaha Public Schools has... they're just tired of the micromanagement in the classroom and looking at politically correctness more than they and pronouns for kids and sexual preferences and they're just tired. And the classrooms are, you know, we went from which was an injustice allowing special education kids into the classroom instead of, you know, they were in other classrooms because of their needs. Into the classroom to letting them run the classroom.
Hmm.
I mean, certain ones are because of bad parental care and upbringing of the child. They just take over the classroom with violence and we gone for full circle. But anyway, I'm going to bring it back. It's an issue that needs to be addressed every year till somebody, and I can leave the bill, written as a template forever, another senator when they come down here.
Sure.
After I'm left. But working on it again and working on some other bills that might interest people, but we'll let you know what those are here pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm trying to get full funding for the rail park because we have that extra money. They've had a lot of applicants at the Department of Economic Development besides North Platte, and you can't get a company to come to town or start building unless you can assure them that you have the money to do your end of it, the city or the economic development. People have the money to do their part of the project. So we're trying to get it fully funded. We've so far, you know, been appropriated $10 million of the $50 in the bill. So we're bringing a bill to the Appropriations Committee on that. Otherwise, you can believe this. We passed that bill at the NCORP a couple of years ago. In local agreements that NCORP fits under has to go through the budget hearing process that like other local government entities have to. Because there was a loophole, they didn't have to, and then there was 2 or 3 years in there where they didn't have a budget at all. They just took your tax dollars and did what they wanted with it. But anyway, they found another loophole, and believe this or not, elected individuals on the NRDs do not want to have a budget hearing for the NCORP. Can you believe that?
Why?
I can. The NRDs are completely out of control. There's an arrogance there that goes beyond belief. So anyway, I'm bringing a bill to plug that loophole. So at least they have to have a budget hearing and release a budget on the same timetable as other entities that spend your tax dollars. Their budget is like $14 million a year. That's a lot of money to be unaccounted for in a budget. You know, off and on they have a budget. I think they had one last year. It depends on if they feel like it. But, so I'm bringing that bill, otherwise I wanted to make a couple comments ahead of this on the thing you read in the paper about Walz's and the Education Committee. Well, it isn't Education Committees, it's the establishment, the administrator's establishment.
Yeah, the new school funding proposal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said it right, it's not a property tax relief bill, it's a school funding bill. I fought that hard on the floor that we wouldn't even allow them to have interim committee because it unless it was supposed would be a how we pay for the schools, not a more money for the schools. It's as simple as this, folks. Right now, you get a property tax credit fund, and you have a property tax credit on your income taxes. There's two funds. If that bill passed, at the end of the day, you will get less property tax relief than you do with those two funds. The goal is to come up with the $900 million is to raid those two funds and move them over to school finance. You will come up on the short end. Everybody will.
Hmm.
The other thing is, it's a spending bill. They claim they're going to take the property tax levy down to 75 cents. No, they aren't. They're going to take the factor on local effort on property taxes in the formula to 75 cents. They claim then they're going to only allow them to tax to 95 cents. That's not true either. It's $1.05. They're not changing it at all. They're taking the general fund levy down to 95 cents. They've taken the building fund out of the general fund levy, which used to be part of the $1.05, and it's a separate tax. So you're going to see another tax on your statement of a building fund. Then they gave the school board a majority override to go to 15 cents. So here's what will happen. North Platte Public School needs a new headquarters or needs a new school building. They won't even take it to the voters. They got that 15-cent building fund that they'll just build things across the state. They actually raised their taxing authority from $1.10 to $1.05 to $1.10. The 75 cents is meaningless. What that is that they're going to get more state aid, but they can still tax just like they did before at $1.05 if they wish. It's a gimmick. And then they're going to put preschool kids, which we only fund at 60% now, four-year-olds, to 100%. It'll close most of the Christian preschools in the state of Nebraska because parents now will say, why would I, and they're struggling, all young families are, why, even though I want my child to be in a, where they learn about Jesus or Buddha or Allah, whoever it is, their God, why would I spend, even if it's a reduced rate, money to put my child in a preschool when I can have it free at the secular humanist public school? That's their goal.
Mm.
Getting them at 5 years of age and trying to form their worldview isn't enough for them. They want them at four. That's the other thing they're doing in that bill. It's a lot of bad stuff. They're taking existing revenues and taking them outside the formula so it doesn't count as local revenue to run the school, like speeding tickets and fines and windmill taxes, which are nameplate tax. They're taking that outside the formula for local effort, and they're putting it back in afterwards so they can get more state aid. It's a raid on the taxpayer. That's what that bill is. We do not have to be ashamed of how we fund our public schools. We overfund them. When you overfund something like that, you start getting psychiatrists into schools. They use the money for psychiatrists to tell your kid who's just a brilliant young person who likes to revolt against authority that he has a mental illness. They can afford critical race teachers and resources for that. They can afford more and more social workers things that we don't need. Sex education teachers, completely have a teacher assigned to that instead of health. And the administrators, who are the highest paid by 20% to 30% of any state around us. They want more money, and they want fancier suits. I'm really getting frustrated with public education establishment. It's just plain greed. This bill is greed, pure and simple. They want control of your children. As you can tell, I'm not supporting it. I don't see why any rural senator would. Just a raid, more funding. For what? Right now, about 32% of the kids pass, at 11th graders pass a math score. That's the average. 48 or something like that pass, 49% pass English proficiencies. In order to get that average, do you know how many kids have to be getting zero to get an average like that? Because there's a lot of good kids, have good parents. They do their homework. They basically teach themselves in a lot of instances, and they got good teachers that are mentors. But I do ace it. That should tell you something. I want to work to get more and more kids out of the public school system. Just use the public school system as a backup. And like other states, Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Arizona, Utah, are expanding choice in education. You shouldn't be forced, because you can't afford it, to send your kid to a government school. You shouldn't have to. And they're government schools. They're not some kind of a quasi-private public endeavor. They are public schools, government schools, funded completely by tax dollars. So has it worked in the past? Yes, when the community used to own them, used to run them. But now the establishment does. They run them. It's dictated down from higher education down to the local level. What's taught, how it's taught. The teachers are all taught CRT and other methods and socialism and global warming, and they come back in the home from the universities and they teach our kids all that stuff. So anyway, it's I'm going to be a big fan of another effort to get some type of voucher system or so parents have a choice, because I think a lot of parents are finally fed up, finally figured out what's going on, that they don't consider those children theirs. They're part of the government. The government owns them. The government decides what they're taught, what masks they wear, what shots they take. You got to fight back. We can take our public schools back, but the only way we're going to do it is defund it. And they lose enough their students to better methods. So it concentrates on education and not social engineering. We maybe in the next generation or two, it might be salvageable, but your child only has one shot at being a second grader. You got to give them the best chance to learn how to learn and not be taught what to know. So anyway, a lot of issues coming this next session. That's going to be one of them. I'm sure it'll get on the floor because there's the 5-3 committee, five Democrats and three Republicans on it now.
On the Education Committee, yeah. Senator?
Yeah, and there's only 17 Democrats in the body versus out of 49 senators. So, you know, that was manipulated. But anyway, but we have 10 rhinos down here. So when you had the 10 rhinos, who Republican in name only, they got a majority of 27 out of 49. Anyway, what's going on back there?
Well, Senator Groney, I wanted to ask you about this big signature petition ballot that's just kicking off. That would change the state constitution and eliminate the state board of education. That kind of relates a little bit to our conversation continuing this morning about education in the state. And wanted to get your thoughts if you've had much interaction with this petition drive so far.
No, I've heard rumors of it. I'll sign it. Because what happens with statewide or regional elections like that, folks don't know who they're voting for. They really don't. Not a lot of money spent. It's spent by the education establishment. They pick their candidate. They send out blasts of emails to their members of the union. They speak up about this very nice person running for the school board, usually a former educator, and they vote for him because they don't know. And a newspaper article or two is out there with the liberal press and makes it sound like the one guy, one candidate is Neanderthal and the other one's just so reasonable, and they win. So the board itself is distorted. It doesn't represent historically the populace of Nebraska. And it really, most states just have a Department of Education like we do at the federal level. And they're manned and controlled whoever you're by your governor, and that's the way it should be. this bunch has gone way off the rails and started getting the areas we never, the legislature or the people ever wanted them to go to. Bloomstead needs to be fired or gone. That, you know, on that sex ed standards, it was him. The buck stops there at the commissioner. Can't blame it on the board or a misunderstanding. He knew exactly what the what his employees were bringing to the board. He should have been gone already. But if we got rid of the state board, then that position would be appointed by the governor. And depending on your political view, that changes too. And you might not like it. But then again, the board would probably always be on the left side of the aisle. So you're better off with a governor appointment. But yeah, I'll sign the petition. I'm not going to be active in it. I got too many irons in the fire.
Sure. And then the other petition I wanted to ask you about, Senator Groney, that I've actually had bookmarked here for a couple of weeks to ask about when we had a chance, is the coalition that includes some labor unions and civil rights groups that are looking to increase minimum wage here in the state. $15 an hour is what they're looking to do. And there's been some conversation about some of this in the legislature recently, hasn't there?
No. Now, my first year here, it passed to go to $9. Senator Epcot that time tried to remove the wait staff and part-time under eight teenagers from it. But no, I don't, not that I know of.
Huh, okay.
Oh, there's always a bill, don't get me wrong. There's sure. 1,200 bills introduced a year. But I only worry about the ones that get out of committee.
Yeah. Understandably so.
But it'll probably pass. Because people want more money.
Yeah.
And it's going to close more Main Streets. That $9 closed an awful lot of stores in small town Nebraska. Some local person, usually a wife of a partner of a farming operation, would open a small boutique or little store in town and knickknacks maybe, and hire give some high school kid part-time job, $5-6 an hour. That all disappeared with the $9. They couldn't sell enough merchandise to keep the doors open, and restaurants too, cafes closed all over the place.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's that's what they want, I guess. Destroy little small business, make everything run and operated by corporations. It's easier
concerning.
To control corporation is than it is a small business person.
Very concerning.
I don't know if they're that wise to know that, but that's the effect of what they do when they raise the minimum wage like that on the economy.
Hmm.
So anyway, well, let's hope there is one good petition on there, voter ID. Hopefully people have had a chance to sign it. We need that one. To try to, then whoever follows me down here, those senators need to, once that passes, needs to define it to make sure that if you're going to mail in your ballot, you have to mail in, make another pouch on the envelope or something and mail in a copy of an ID, personal ID. That will stop a lot of voter fraud.
Yeah.
With the mail-in ballot and early voting. That's where I believe the major, voter fraud is. It's in the early voting and political action groups like Senator Moorfield's Civics Nebraska goes out and they knock on doors and help people who don't know who the president is, don't care, just want to know where their next meth is coming from, and help them fill out a ballot. And they actually fill it out and then they mail it in and say, well, there's no fraud. It was signed by the voter. The voter was registered by the Civics Nebraska. They took a registration card out to them earlier and their vote counts just like yours.
Hmm.
And in a democracy, you have to have some effort. You got to have some effort to be a citizen and to do it yourself and show up at a polling place. But if we had that voter ID and they had to, harder for somebody to vote for somebody else without when you have to also get a hold of one of their IDs, you know, copy of their utility bill or something. So anyway, but that's a good one. Sign that one. Let's get that passed.
Senator Groney, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
No, we're getting closer on the packing plant. I hope to be at the planning commission and say a few words in support of the packing plant tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
If I can make it back in time, we need to get that done. We need to get all doubt out of the way that it's going to happen, and then maybe we can I can try to get some more assistance for the packing plant through the ARP money, the last of the COVID money, that $1 billion. It fits the parameters of what some of that money could be used for, but it's got to be shovel ready. We can't have any doubt that it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And we know that this is a project that not only has support from you as the local state senator, but a project that seems to have support from the governor's office as well. So,
yes, he was, I understand, part of the original effort.
When
he actually told some of those ranchers, "We'll break, get some quit asking me. Let's go out and figure out a way how we get more economic development in rural Nebraska," they did it. So we'll see if he's willing to help out with some of the ARP money.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Senator Groney, as always, we appreciate the time. Safe travels when you journey back to Lincoln. And we look forward to talking to you again next week. You and Barb have a happy Thanksgiving this week, though, sir.
We plan to. I guess ours is going to be mostly this weekend. And it's going to be back there. I don't have a big enough place here in Lincoln to hold it. Just joking.
You'd rather have it here anyway.
Yes, I would. I can see the sun come up and see God's nature, which I'm thankful for.
Amen.
All right, not buildings. Talk to you later.
Have a good week, Senator.
Yeah.
That, again, is State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Pete Bowles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the shelter guys of North Platte.